Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Daniel Fallman. Daniel Fallman founded MindBreeze in 2005 at the age of 23 after he finished his studies in computer science. He has many years of experience in the computer and information technology sector. As MindBreeze's CEO, he is a living example of high quality and innovation standards. From the company's very beginning, Fallman, together with his team, laid the foundation for the highly scalable and intelligent MindBreeze Inspire appliance. His passion for enterprise search and machine learning in a big data environment has fascinated not only the MindBreeze employees, but also their customers.
Well, good afternoon, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Great. Daniel, it's great to have you on the show, and I appreciate you jumping on. I know we're in different time zones. You're over in, Central European time. You're from Austria, so thank you for joining again. Daniel, we're going to jump into this. Got some questions for you here. You've got quite a career in technology, and you're now the CEO of MindBreeze. Can you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, thanks, first of all, for the invitation. And yeah, that's really a good question. I mean, I think that the most important thing from my side was always that I really was in AI, machine learning, and in information insight the last almost 20 years. So I founded MindBreeze 15 years ago. And I think the thing we really did well on was, first of all, loving really what we do, engaging with our customers, but also building a great team of high potentials, of really great technicians. And that's, I think, inspiration, you know, for high technology and AI is very critical for the kind of software and business we are in. And I think the other thing that you always have to look at is really setting yourself big goals that really have an impact. So, you know, that's one of the things we did was really when we founded MindBreeze, we said, hey, we want to make computers understand information, either in unstructured, structured format, videos, documents, whatsoever. We want the computer understanding what information is in there. And it took a while to get there, but we are really, you know, having great customers in that area. And it really makes an impact if you can help customers to do informed decisions.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. And especially, I know you've seen a lot of expansion in the area of artificial intelligence. So thanks for sharing. Daniel, as you know, everybody globally recently has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, this is, of course, a real disruption that we are in right now. On the one hand side, an economic one, on the other one, a social one, of course. But I think for MindBreeze, it's also that companies learned that understanding information and leveraging the information that's already in the organization has never been more important. So we really help organizations with data and analytics that does not only build a foundation, you know, of trust and accountability for and governance and security. It's also about leveraging the power of, hey, we want to come out of this crisis stronger than we went in before. So it's all about how can I use what's already there? How can I use the information? How can I use the knowledge of our organization? And even more in these hard times to come out stronger of the crisis. So it's on the one hand side, it really goes directly into MindBreeze value proposition of organizations helping them with machine learning and AI to really apply technologies that help them to collect information around a digital twin, for example. But it's also about advantages and really new possibilities in the area of massively parallel computing infrastructure or even contextual awareness. So it's very important to not only understand the information, it's also very important to understand the user. So what the user's intent is, what the user behavior looks like, what his or her context is. And I think that's really something that has never been more important than today. And so from that point of view, it of course helped us to put technologies like MindBreeze and products like MindBreeze on the map as a must-have and not only as a nice-to-have.
Thank you for sharing, Daniel. Most appreciated around that particular, this relevant topic for sure. So Daniel, you're obviously leveraging some emerging technologies within your space, which is amazing. And also being named a leader in Gartner's Magic Quadrant for Insight Engines. Could you share anything with us?
Yeah, I think, for the future, I mean, we expect clearly a massive trend in the area of content and information-driven business cases. Business process control and operation is something that is massively affected today at organizations, especially the number also of business areas where products like ours apply. So it's all about, augmented processes and augmented things. It's all about AI-driven development, transparency, trackability, those things. And we are on a shift right now. It's not only about collecting information and visualizing this information in a view, for example, it's really also about proactive automated action. If you look at the example of predictive maintenance, that has been really a while with us, and we have been partly also a pioneer in that area with Mindbreeze to helping companies to do predictive maintenance. But now it's shifted. It shifted from predictive maintenance to really preventive maintenance. So it's even one step further. And I think that's an area we will see a lot. So proactively using information in business cases where you do not even realize what is behind the scenes, but it will help the massive growth that we have all seen in the different and various industries to support that massive growth, especially throughout the coming years. And I think, from a Mindbreeze perspective, it's that companies are now looking for knowledge backbone. So they want to rely also on a platform that serves the various channels and not only do one unique use case, but really be also a platform to be the knowledge management backbone of the whole organizations. And that's something we see also in the market. That's a big topic that's coming up. That's also, where we as Mindbreeze clearly have a partner strategy. So we are a product vendor, so we build products. And those products, of course, need to be deployed at customers or leveraged, of course, from the cloud, but also consumed by the customers. We have partners in between that help our customers to roll out the standard product. But even if the customers need customization, then the partners jump in and help the customers to do those. And that's a very, I mean, we found a very efficient and effective way to also share the learnings across industrial use cases and especially functional area-specific use cases. So if you look, for example, at customer service organizations, the best support ticket that comes in is the one that isn't even created, right? So you want your organization to being able to answer typical customer requests on the website and people who are asking for, hey, I have this or that problem with my smartphone. Can you help me? Hopefully they get 24/7 an answer from the content on the website, from the chatbot on the website to really be able to solve their problem. And if that all does not work out, you want them to open up a support case that then is executed with somebody who has a knowledge backbone in place and can efficiently answer that. But I think, this whole part of how you are doing the job changes, and it changes typically on a functional area perspective because it's not really industry specific. It's really functional area specific. And I think that's something we will see in the future as well, that it's about helping R&D departments. It's about helping customer service departments. It's about engaging sales department. And that's really what we see.
Thank you for sharing, Daniel. Most appreciated on that. And Daniel, this is the big question. Everybody in my global audience would like to learn more about Daniel Fahlman. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career, either in technology or entrepreneurship?
I think the thing I really learned very early was, I mean, we all should be allowed to dream for a moment and to really get excited about something. I think that's really key. And it's also about thinking about the long-term strategy and thinking about the long-term execution. Also, and this also makes you somewhat resilient to the short term, because I think that the most important thing is real changes take some time. And you should be in a position of, hey, I want to understand this. I want to really go into the depth of something, and then I want to innovate it. And I want to really be the one who understands this topic and being innovative in that field. And that always was a driver for us. So the reason, why we have founded Mindbreeze is because we wanted to be innovative in this field. I think it's also for entrepreneurs, it's important to be or have this mindset of, hey, we want to be leading in an in a field. And the other thing, and that's very AI and IT specific, is really get your hands dirty with customer data. I can tell you from my experience that even in the best abilities and performance labs that you might have built in your own organization, you will not find this richness regarding data and formats and different challenges that then you will see at really a Fortune 500 organization. And that's also something that we have learned very early, is engage with your customers, listen to your customers, and think big. And especially, you know, I think most important, love what you do and do what you love. I think that solves all the other things, but really be authentic and love what you do.
That's amazing. I appreciate that. And Daniel, a lot of my guests on the show have shared very similar sentiments around love what you do, do what you love. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Daniel, last thing here is just wanted to thank you very much for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you for the invitation. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.